The Levy by Johnny Lang there on KPTZ. And it is 12:35 on Thursday morning and Thursday afternoon, and time once again for Bureaucracy Now.
Hello.
And I apologize for my lateness.
Oh, but can I just explain to listeners how tenacious this dutiful interim general manager, I'll call you Diggum, is. He literally calmly walked into this building about 45 seconds ago and just right off the ferry.
Right off the ferry.
Turned on the machines. I kind of hovered over the board thinking, can I do this myself?
No. You can.
Well, someday I can. I can't. I'm not technically proficient. But you came in, took charge, had the same mojo of the previous song as you sat down and confidently took the helm. So welcome to the show, Taylor. I got here first for the first time.
Why, thank you, Mr. Morrow. I appreciate that. And it's good to be back in Port Townsend and talking about all things Port Townsend. Mm. This is a good time for me to remind listeners that if you have questions, you can send them to DJ@kptz.org. And of course, you can send them to John. I'm sure he would.
Yeah, I get a few.
You get a few.
It's good.
So, I have some questions today, but do you have some stuff you want to start with?
Well, I was going to ramble about just a few things, but I can save that for later.
Well, I'm curious about what's up with the PDA. Big announcement there. That Dave Timmons, who's been the executive director for the past year and a half, and really came in when they were on sort of their back feet financially, and I think pulled some stuff together and got some loans and got him some bridge loans or something. But he is stepping back and I guess people would love to know what the heck's going on.
Yeah. I almost feel like, is that an invitation to have past and present city managers on the show someday?
Well, that would be an interesting idea.
Could be very interesting. Yeah. I haven't posed that to Mr. Timmons, but let me just, it's almost like walking through my day. This afternoon after this broadcast, I'm taking a quick pause at City Hall to go and thank the stakeholder group for the golf course that's meeting for the 11th time
this afternoon. They've been working hard.
And then I'm heading up to the fort. And so to get to your question, aside from, I was gonna ramble about the pleasures of talking with the fire chief today, with a school superintendent, with my planning director, with my finance director, putting together a retreat packet for next Monday for council. I mean, it's been a busy morning for me. But really, I think this afternoon is the most interesting for me because we're sitting down, the PDA and State Parks and the city, to talk through how do we move forward. And look, it's been a tough go. And I don't think it's the right time or place for me to speak to details here. Suffice to say, I know for a fact because I just know it in my bones, and there might be one or two outliers, but every single one of the 10,306 people who live here, and actually plenty of people who visit, maybe the million a year who do,
revere the fort.
It's kind of like one of our many beating hearts as a community, and everyone to some degree either uses it, loves it, depends on it, or interfaces with it somehow. So you heard it from me. We have always been committed to the best, most stable future for the fort and the city's role, which I could explain a little bit later.
Yep.
And of course, the PDA has a role, and of course, State Parks has a role, and of course, the partners have a role, and actually, the community has a role.
It's a complex set of interactions out there between partners like Centrum and KPTZ. For full disclosure, the city council created the PDA. The PDA has a contract with a contract. Is that the right way to put it?
An agreement with
the state.
Yeah.
To run the portion of the park that the state does not operate.
I think it's technically called a master lease agreement.
Master lease agreement.
You know, that's just the wonky stuff. But yeah, I mean, and I guess, you know, to the PDA's credit, there's just been the current board and the current executive director have slogged through a giant, I don't want to say mess, but a lot of challenges.
They got in in a situation that was looking poorly.
Yep.
And the situation is looking better.
Yeah. And I think also, I don't know if any of them, I mean, just reading, you know, just now, the piece in our local paper about, Mr. Timmons' resignation. It's not like anybody was like, please sign me up for this. And I also want to at least speak to the six current board board members who are volunteers for the common good into the future, trying to do the right thing. And so I think the best thing for us right now is to kind of circle up together like we're doing this afternoon, talk about, honestly about the situation, kind of where to go and how each of us, you know, both works together, but stays kind of in our, effectively in our wheelhouse. I've heard a couple of rumors this morning, and city's not going to run the PDA, for instance. That's not our role.
Right.
And,
no.
Yeah. And, you know, and I don't think State Parks is going to say, hey, thanks. I mean, I can't speak for them. I don't think they're gonna say, great, we got this.
Everybody step aside. We'll take it back. No,
exactly. So I think, you know, it's really just it's like a lot of things that we've done as a community. It really will take all of us. I mean, case in point, as I look about over your shoulder at the defunct pool, almost defunct pool,
right.
None of us could do that alone. And actually, without everybody at the table, we couldn't possibly do anything. So mm-hmm. It's kind of another one of those. We need to think, maybe let go of the past a little bit, think about the future, get creative, be committed, and make sure that we can stabilize what's actually not a very stable situation.
So do you have a sense that people have their arms crossed and their minds made up about this, or is there openness and willingness to discuss?
for listeners, I just crossed my arms.
You just crossed his arms.
And grimaced just to be silly.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think, look, I talk with folks and there's kind of like the narrative that might be running on top of this whole thing and what people might be guessing is happening and all that stuff. But, mm-hmm. but really at the core, I know, no matter what seat people are sitting in, that mm-hmm. part of that group that I just mentioned, people's best intentions are generally in mind at all times, and they're thinking about the future of the fort. So I believe, and maybe it's because I'm supposed to be a little bit naive about this, I believe if everybody comes in with that intention and stays focused on the future, we will find a way through the current challenge. But it's a structural challenge. Just be clear. There's probably been mistakes. There's probably been challenges that were, self-dealt, but it's not a sustainable structure and a sustainable model. So we could do some finger pointing. We can talk about who didn't do the.
I mean, the model of the way the PDA is.
The current model doesn't seem fit for purpose. And I think I don't want to pre-guess what a group will come up with in terms of what next. But we should at least say, hey, let's not just try to solve for the current crisis, like a cash flow crisis,
or
it came to city council, a reporting crisis. We don't have clear visibility on the financials, and so we called
that out. That was going to be my next question.
Yeah, and look, that's uncomfortable when you're on the receiving end of that. But the city is just doing our job, and actually, if we don't do that, then we're in the crosshairs of the state audit office. And so we just need to do that.
Right. You have almost a fiduciary responsibility there.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the right term in this case, it's an oversight thing where,
it's an oversight role, and it's maybe fiduciary adjacent. I don't think anybody's put those words together before.
Yeah.
it's not about power dynamics or anything. It's about trying to do the right thing and make sure that there's clear and transparent information to be able to make those calls. But back to what I was saying, there's a clear and present financial challenge right now and a long-term structure challenge that we need to solve for kind of at the same time. And Mr. Timmons has been at work at that for a few years now, and it's not like an easy thing. And so you can't just magic up an answer. We need to kind of put our heads together on it.
So the PDA board is presumably going to have to do what the KPTZ board is doing, which is go out and search for a new executive director, correct?
I'm going to assume, but I cannot reflect the thoughts and direction of the board. They're independent. They make their own decisions. I can imagine there's a couple scenarios, including that might unfold. Mm-hmm. But, that's for them to decide and announce.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that is on your agenda for today, is to go out and have that discussion.
We're going to go have a chat. I think the public should know that this isn't like a... using a bunker analogy, which seems apropos, right? This isn't like Huddle.
Oh, because of all the bunkers.
Because of
the
all
fort.
The bunkers. Oh, all right, I mean, right. Come on.
You're not all going into the bunker and hiding.
No. And no, we're not going to do like the triangle of fire.
And you're not taking anybody to the bunker
to
be thrashed.
That's true. Right. The idea is let's crack open the conversation, have a discussion, and, just have an honest conversation about how we work together forward, because there's some tough decisions to make. And we want to make sure, I think, that everybody knows their role, everybody knows what's required, and we don't really have a lot of time to waste on, mm-hmm. Spinning up stories and pointing fingers. We just need to kind of get on with it.
This is a let's look forward.
Yeah.
Not pointing, not look back.
That's my theme. Right. That's okay. My theme. Yeah.
That's a good theme.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for that answer, John.
I'm surprised by it, actually, the question.
Well, you didn't think I was going to ask.
No, I didn't think. It's too soon? Too soon?
It was in the paper.
I know. And it was discussed at council. And, you know, there's a scheduled public hearing in August to kind of look at this action plan that we've been kind of working on to figure out how to course correct some things.
City public hearing?
Yeah, at city council. On August 21st, you know, it might be much ado about nothing if we have productive meetings over the next month or two.
It might be nice just to go to the meeting and have a report rather than
absolutely. I think we've got to get to some agreement about what of those what actions are required and necessary, and that's kind of a group effort, and we're going to start that today.
Okay.
Yeah. There we go. Gosh, just get that one right in there. Nicely
right.
done.
Oh, and let's we do have a question. Ooh. I'm not going to read it to you until I have a chance to look.
Oh, well, I mean, let's I go blindfolded to every single one of these. So no, come on.
luckily, this is for Ray Sarabin at 3 o'clock.
Oh, thank you, Ray.
Do you know Ray does poems on his? Hey, how's the Poet Laureate thing going?
It's still being advertised. Get out there, and if you think you've got it, go and apply.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you have on your list today?
Well, you know, I don't know if I have a lot of things. I just wanted to make the lovely listenership and supporter of this distinguished interim general manager. I know, it's funny. Aware that some of the big stuff, like the sausage making stuff, happens when people don't really want to go into the sausage factory and say, how is the budget created and how is the work plan created? But
I think there's people with different interests in that. I mean that we don't want to say that the sausage factory is closed to the public and no one can know, because then everybody will get the sausage and say, I don't know what's in it.
Yeah, it's true.
On the other hand, I love sausage, but I have a limited tolerance for sausage factory, and I might not want to actually attend those meetings.
So I guess knowing that, that's why I'm here partly to try to just decode it as best I can.
Part of the point of communication.
And
like
I'm not
this
perfect.
Community radio.
I can't
you're
do that.
You're doing good, man.
Well, I do my best, and you know, I make mistakes. But that's fine. I also try to do it every month when I do coffees again in person, which another one is tomorrow at Velocity at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Come join me for a cup of coffee. We can talk about anything. I'd love to listen more than explain things. I think some might have billed it as like, come listen for updates about the city. Happy to do that, but actually I'm more interested in learning.
You know, speaking of sausage.
Yes, I was going to go back there. I'm hungry. I haven't had lunch yet.
I was going to say that, speaking of sausage, the you know, members of the public who want to talk often want to talk about the hard-hitting, you know, they want to talk about the golf course. They want to talk about the pool.
Fair enough.
How's the sewer?
Let's get right down to
it's
the real...
It's a problem, right?
Can't say that on the air, can I? Yeah.
Let's get right down to the poop.
I think you could say poop.
Let me just, before you answer, I'll bring there has been a problem with the interceptor line under Washington Street. I've talked to Steve King about it.
Yeah.
It's a cement asbestos line put in the 60s, which to me sounds like the day before yesterday, but is in fact 60 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's deteriorating.
Yeah, that's right.
And
that's right.
So,
that was put in the 60s too.
Yes.
The roof on the pool, or actually the pool itself.
The pool itself. Right.
Yeah. So 60s apparently is kind of old.
Are you rolling up your sleeves?
Well, because I'm very 60s adjacent myself. And so I'm nervous that I'm just on the threshold of being classified as such. So let me quickly answer the sewer question, then go back to sausage, because they are related.
All right. Yeah.
I mean,
What's in the sausage factory that we have. It's the stuff we really have to fix.
Yeah, and we can keep going with this metaphor, and then people will turn off the radio because it gets gross. but
you're listening to Bureaucracy Now on KPTZ.
Right.
We're discussing sausage and the sewer.
Poop and sausage is what this show's about. I mean, it's the ugly truth. So I think we do have a problem. One of the things that we do now is that when, say, in December, I believe it was, a piece of sewer pipe catastrophically fails.
Right.
And luckily doesn't blow sewage into the salt water and the sound.
Right.
Which is a concern because that is a potential thing. Instead of fixing it, which we did, the team was awesome. They rallied. It was tough conditions.
Right.
They went and they made a fix, and they said, let's just – so this is an old pipe, and we learned a little bit about how pipes react near pump stations to hydrogen sulfide. Not to get way in the weeds here, okay. But – basically just kind of
hydrogen
eats.
Sulfide must create an acid.
Mr. Science as well as general manager. So, you know, you've got this pipe that's not
sulfuric
old.
Acid.
Yeah. Yeah. It really melts the top. It kind of folds the top down. So there's not a surprising reason why the pipe failed. And so we immediately said, okay, we didn't know this was going to happen. Luckily in our rates model, is budgeted a when things fail, we can go fix them, right?
So you have some funds set aside that you collect out of the rates.
That's correct. So, and we usually spend it if it's not an emergency repair, we do some improvements. But let me just be clear.
Proactive improvements,
yeah.
Right.
So this kind of, pipe that was, I forget what the total cost was, but it didn't blow the budget.
Right.
But we quickly took the initiative to say, where else might we have this problem? And we camered the sewer lines as best we could. And when we couldn't get the camera through, we just assumed there was a problem because we couldn't get the camera through.
right. Okay.
So I guess we understand there to be, more problems with the line that have been, I don't know if anybody's thought about it since the 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
So we had to go to council with, look, we've got to go out to bid and kind of basically declare an emergency, make sure we can get this fixed.
Yeah.
And so we're in the process of doing that. Council understood. The numbers were not comfortable, but we've kind of scaled those down from worst case to a little better, and we want to keep going that way. We still don't know to what degree this will affect the rate model and what people pay. It's possible. I mean, my beating heart.
Yeah.
It's really quickly connected to everything else, like the sewer outfall at North Beach. And initially, when I started my first city council meeting, we were going to authorize this loan for $4 million to replace the outfall. And it got complicated quickly. And we've kind of backed off and said, let's just start talking with the state and also with the Marine Resources Council on whether or not this solution is the best solution. And if we have to do this, because it's really expensive. And so to Steve King's credit, our public works director, both brokering really great relationships with the Marine Resources Council and just taking a step back and saying, okay, what are our priorities? You know, I mentioned this because, it's about the same scale. You know, a couple million dollars for each, plus or minus. Mm-hmm. And if we don't have to do one, we can do the other, and it won't impact rates. Now, I don't know that to be the case yet, but we're trying to
fingers crossed.
Yeah. Okay. And we're trying to try to do the best we can there. Now, let me tell you this, though. It's a lot cheaper to repair things before they blow up. and if they're in okay condition, it's a lot cheaper, even more so, to slip line the pipe and prevent them from corroding as much. So there's a lot of different solutions up our sleeves.
And right now we're in the figure it out stage.
We're still figure it out, but it's probably going to hurt, but maybe we can draw from somewhere else to compensate and not have a knock-on effect on the rates that our community and all of us who live here pay. I think the other thing is we've realized a couple other things, and this sounds like I'm kind of trying to vet the sins of the past, and maybe that's true, but we also discovered some things like pipe sizes aren't what they should be for the area that they serve. And I don't know why. I'm not going to go back into when they were put in the ground in the 60s or 70s or 80s and figure out why they were undersized for what we were expecting for volume. But the fact is that they were. And so there's probably feeding two birds with one scone here. We could say, hey, this needs to be done because maybe they're broken or about to be broken. And we probably need to upscale the size because we expect more flow. Anyway, you know what is best? You got to get Steve on the show because I know about that much.
We should have him. Yeah. We haven't had Steve for a while, so we should have Steve back.
We should.
This is I find this an interesting topic. Yeah. There's probably two other listeners out there who are fascinated. Hopefully, you guys can let me know that you want to hear this.
Yeah, and everybody else, you're off the hook. We can move
Are we going back to the sausage?
Yeah. We went right to the. It's like I'm impatient too. I want to get to the outcome, which is I guess the sewer flow, but we kind of got to start where. where you make the sausage.
Right.
And I, what I was going to mention, Taylor, was just that we have, again, this time of year, we're thinking, what's going to happen in 2024? We've got a number of initiatives.
Oh, budgeting is happening, underway, isn't it?
We've got work planning and budgeting happening. And every member of our community, actually anybody anywhere, is invited to join City Council and I and department directors this coming Monday from 9 to 4. It's an all-day thing. And I commend our decision makers for taking time out of their day job because they are all employed.
And with the open public meetings, this is an open public meeting.
It's an open public meeting. Anybody's in, you know, able to attend. It's really a workshop session. So you'll see the sausage being made. You'll see a review of the 2023 work plan and where we're at. You'll see a draft 2024 work plan that staff has assembled as sort of a straw person proposal for council. You'll see our financial sustainability report, which is hot off the press. And then we'll start thinking about mapping out our initiatives into the next year plus, and that sets us up for the budget conversation, which kicks off in August.
And I
internally,
I forgot to ask you about the next week. We'll discuss for the financial stability report, which I have still not viewed. That was last Monday.
We brought it to council on Monday, this Monday, and you know, it is a thick 47 pages, pretty dense. You know, if you
you said the executive summary is
read the executive summary, and honestly, it's another call to watch those videos. And again, not perfect, done really on the cheap, with a lot of in-house talent like Shelley Levins, like Aislinn Palmer, like Mayor Faber, like Emma Bolin, like Steve King, like Carrie Height, like Becky Kimball. Those are all the features of individuals who are profiled in these 5-minute videos. They try to explain each of the components as best we can.
Yeah. Good stuff.
So check all that out, folks, and come join us. Advisory bodies will be there.
Yeah, Monday.
On Monday. Where? It's at the Port Pavilion building at 355 Hudson at Point Hudson. So it's the the old Pygmy Boat building.
It's the old Pygmy Boat building.
Yeah. Bring your kayak. You could roll right up there. I used to store my kayak right next door.
You can
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, I have 4 of those, right?
You have 4 kayaks.
4 pygmy kayaks.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Collect the whole set.
I will tell my friend Laura, who has some history with pygmy, that you have 4. I only have 2 kayaks, and they're not pygmies.
Well, they're wonderful boats. Yeah. I'm very sad to see them go out of business. I'm going to miss them. I'd happily build another one. They're a lot of fun. Hey, it's music time.
Wow.
It went fast.
Thanks,
everybody. We started late.
Yeah, we did sausage and poop. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us once again, John. Mm-hmm. This has been Bureaucracy Now.
Thank
you. John Morrow. I'm Taylor Clark. We'll be back next Thursday at 12:30.
I'll be here. I don't know about your ferry.